This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back, I think, to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, really. The way you do that, you know how to do this. I don't have to tell you guys all the time, but you know how to do this. You get involved in a conversation. That's how you do it. You get informed. You listen. Right? And I'm telling you, if you join the chat room on therealside.com, you hit the watch live button there. Some of you said, I'm trying to go to the chat room. I can't find it. It ain't that hard. You go to the watch live button. You hit that. And right there, you can watch live. And you can be involved in the chat. And frankly, honestly, there's smarter people than I in the chat room. So get over there. Get involved and get engaged. You know, to what the general said, if you caught the last hour, and I know it's a question that comes up, and I just didn't have a whole bunch of time to deal with it, but a question that comes up quite often. And the young people that are in the military today, now a lot of them join for whatever reason, maybe they want to get a skill or what have you that they want to take when they get out of the military. I mean, I think it is the Air Force is the one, my understanding now, the Air Force is the one, you know, get a great education. And then they come out and you know, they become, you know, lawyers and doctors and such and architects and engineers. Great, you know, military is a great place to go, especially if you want to study architecture and engineering and such. And you get these young people in there, a lot of them are in there because they love this country. They see what's going on. They see what's happening. They want to make sure that we stay safe. So, I would say to you, let's not hang on, oh my God, what if the military hits the streets? Not at all. I want to deal with the fact that we've got to figure out a way. And Rand Paul, again, is right about this. Right? We have to start taking back our local communities. We have to start taking back the school. I mean, school boards are the most important. That's where you're going to make your major changes, at the school board level. Right? So you need to make sure that you're looking for people. If you're already on a school board, if you're running for a school board or a city council, or want to, you got to get to with the right people. No, you don't have to know the old guard. No, you don't have to get in with the people. There are plenty of people getting these offices that, for all intents and purposes, don't know anybody. But you should at least know the community that where you're trying to get into these seats. That wouldn't hurt, would it? Have a clue as to what's going on. Don't move into the community then run for city council 2 days later. Seriously. But if we don't start taking them back, you might as well hang it up now. You may have a better life moving to Venezuela. Seriously. 855, love to know what you think. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The Cuomo, I mean, this guy, and this is exactly the attitude. You saw it with his brother. And I hate to say it, I mean, they are also of Italian lineage. But this is not, I mean, I grew up around these thugs. And that's what he is. He's a thug. His brother's a thug. Okay, really that simple. And, you know, Chris Cuomo, I don't know, I'm not just saying it because we're both kind of in the same business. I mean, he doesn't, I'll say it this way, he doesn't look very bright. And he's easily stumped. Okay, and he loves to push back on issues that he doesn't have a whole bunch of information about, but he has an opinion on it. So, you see how they act. You see how Chris acted when he was out with COVID-19 or that he was exposed or tested positive for it or whatever. You see how he treated people. We joked about him around here forever. He was like the Fredo of the family, remember? Remember the Godfather? That's kind of what he's like. But his brother's a thug. His brother acts in a very stereotypical mafia type of operation, okay? You hold things over people. You have stuff on people. You pressure people. You threaten people. I mean, think about it. He that had a whole bunch of people around him that had absolutely no integrity whatsoever. I mean, none. Or he had stuff on them. That's how he got them to operate. That's how he got them to do. And thank God that woman finally came forward and talked about having to redo the numbers. And somebody must have got to them and said, hey, you're on the hook for this, not him. Right? No, seriously, think about it. It's just amazing. And then again, more people coming forward again. You got another woman come forward and saying, look, he was touching me at the executive mansion. Now, things keep going the way they're going, he'll be a perfect candidate for president, don't you think? I mean, obviously I'm joking, but it seems to me this is the level that Democrats want to... These are the people they want to rule over us. Right? Joe Biden? An open racist. You have video after video after video him actually being an open racist. And a bit of a sexual predator. And Kamala Harris called him out for all of that. And where's he sitting now? Joe Biden, your host, listen to The Real Side on... GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay,
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she
we are back.
Like the fellow.
Joe Senior Host, always a pleasure.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation and part of the solution. So, you know, I have Xander Gibson to join us tomorrow night. And I was talking to him earlier today. And I played his clip for him because this is a, originally I heard it was a BBC reporter, but now I'm finding out he may not have been. But he says what a lot of us would love to say. Now, sad part about it is he's got a pretty, likes to use a lot of colorful language. So I did the best I could to cut it out. I don't like the beeping. Some people like the beeping. I don't. So I just took it out. You'll get the gist. You'll hear it. But we have become so politically correct. I mean, we were all worried about it for years. I wrote a book back in 2016 Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You can still find it on Amazon. If you're hopping to my website and you want a copy of it, you can get it at the store there. If you can't find it and you want a copy, just send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, you know. And it's very apropos even for today. I call it a lot of things that the left was doing then. And the reason I call it Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, it's all the labels that the left gave to us. Right, gave to a guy like me. And they want to make you look bad or try to make you feel bad. I don't feel bad anymore. When people call me a racist now, I got to stop and think and go, okay, what side of the aisle are they on? That's really what I have to think about. Where in the early days, you'd stop and say, well, okay, what did I say? Let me go back and listen to the show. Maybe I said something that did have a racist overtone to it. But seriously. So, you know, again, this guy is saying everything that we want to say or should be saying, and stop letting people get away with it. It is time. When I talk about civil disobedience, I'm not just talking about, I don't know, having to sit in or, you know, picketing in front of your congressperson's office. I'm talking about more than that. Really, sincerely. When you go into these stores, you do, you know, talk to Sam Sorbo today. She'll be on the show Thursday night. But she was telling me a story about how she goes into these supermarkets or goes into these places, and if they give her a really hard time about a mask, she just leaves. Leaves everything in the cart and goes. I've actually done it here in California. When I pull up to a drive-thru, and they say, you know, again, some of them won't take cash. Okay, well, that's nice. And I leave. There's a fast food somewhere that'll take your money. I'm not playing their game. I'm not doing it. So this fella, this goes back to when they were taking Lori Ingle Wiles off of the list for Little House on the Prairie. They're no longer going to use her name to give out awards. And the reasoning, their reasoning behind it was because of the terminology that she used, the words that she used, what a racist she appeared to be. Now, again, I want to go back to how are we going to deal with history if we don't deal with the verbiage? If the verbiage is ugly, if all of that is ugly and a problem, why not use it? Let it still be ugly. No, really, let it still be ugly. You got All in the Family, right? That couldn't be made today. You know it couldn't be made today. They would picket the studios, for God's sakes. Here, let's see if I can... You know, nothing ever works the first time for me, so let's see if I can, if I can make this work. And again, this fella, I don't know if he's a reporter. I don't really care. I care about the content of what he's saying. Take a listen.
Well, it's a beautiful day, so we're up on the studio roof. Today we'll be discussing Laura Ingalls Wilder, author of the Little House on the Prairie books, whose name has been removed from a writing award because her books display stereotypical attitudes and contain racial language. Well, duh. Of course they do. Sorry. Okay, go again. Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful day, so we're up on the studio roof. Today we're going to be discussing Laura Ingalls Wilder, author of the Little House on the Prairie books, whose name has been removed from a writing award because her books display stereotypical attitudes and contain racial language. I mean, I'm amazed if they didn't, frankly. These books, they're based on the author's childhood between 1870 and 1894. That's like 5 years after slavery was abolished. The books were written during the Jim Crow laws. It's almost as if cultural norms aren't fixed and changed with the passage of time. Who is this helping? No one. No one needs protecting from Little House on the Prairie. Or, for that matter, the racially charged language of Huckleberry Finn, or To Kill a Mockingbird, or... What does this achieve? Who does this help? Stop sanitizing and denying the past to make yourself look good. I'm sick of it. It's utter, and it's everywhere you look. We live in the most inclusive, progressive, diverse, prosperous society ever in human history, yet we behave as if we've never had it. So we're told that there is prejudice wherever you look, because there aren't enough female biographies on Wikipedia or enough BAME cyclists on the road. Apparently, the biggest challenge to London cyclists is not safety, it's diversity. We used to react to prejudice. Now we actively seek it out, often where it doesn't exist. Google has taken the egg out of its salad emoji to make it more inclusive for vegans. Is there a single vegan in the world that feels triggered or oppressed or unrepresented by a salad emoji with an egg in it? What does this achieve? Who does this help? My generation, right, we've never really had to fight for much. Gay rights certainly has come a long way in my lifetime, but, I mean, we never had to fight for the vote. We never had to fight in a war. Yeah, my grandmother watched the Battle of Britain taking place above her house. Nazis in planes over her house attempting to invade our country. Actual Nazis. I'm not talking Trump voters. Actual Nazis. Recently, you had Vogue magazine saying tackling women's issues today is harder than women's battle for the vote. You pampered, privately educated. The suffragettes went on hunger strike. Emily Davidson sacrificed her life. Wearing a Louis Vuitton black dress on a red carpet is not the same as jumping in front of a racehorse. Stop demonstrating how worthy you are. And it's not just, look at this, it's everything, right? What's this?
For those of you who can't see, obviously we're on radio, he's holding up a rainbow cup. It's a coffee cup that's rainbow colored. And just take a listen.
The Prime-sponsored Costa coffee. Who does this help? I'd like a skinny latte, please, with one pump of sugar-free hazelnut syrup. Would you like it in a cup that publicly displays that you're happy with the notion of same-sex couples having the right to... I just want a coffee, mate. It's 6:30 a.m. and in 20 minutes I'm scheduled to interview Amber Rudd. I just need the caffeine. Give me my skinny latte. We don't call it a skinny latte anymore, sir, because that phrase is considered fat-shaming. So I would just...
I mean, this guy had it. And I get it. I'm right with him. I have had it. And we're going to talk more about this in the side of the break. Joe Mussini, your host, this is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. And I mean, a lot more. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House is expected to approve the president's $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill on Wednesday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is touting the stimulus checks that many Americans will receive because of that bill. The New York Democrat tells CNN that financial help is coming for working Americans.
Help is on the way for so many Americans, the vast overwhelming majority of Americans who need help. There will be money in people's pockets. Checks of $1,400 will go to middle class and working families. The vast majority of Americans will receive those.
And Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has approved extending the security deployment of the National Guard, meaning troops will be providing security for the U.S. Capitol until May 23rd. About 2,300 troops will remain at the Capitol building, down from current levels around 5,000 troops. In a statement, the Defense Department says it approved the request to extend the deployment because of continued threats against the Capitol and its personnel. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And you need to be part of the solution. This is the way we're really going to get things done around here. You know, I can't keep up with it. I don't know if you guys can. I can't keep up with it all. And I'm so tired of hearing people say, again, one of my representatives in my area is Representative Mike Garcia, and I see what they're, you know, they've been doing it for a long time. But now it's really prevalent, right? So you see what these people are doing. And what ends up happening, so they're calling out all the Republicans that didn't vote or won't vote for the relief bill. And when you hit them with things like, do you understand it, that 10% of that bill, less than 10% of that bill, it's money that will actually go to Americans, will actually make it into American pockets. A vast majority of that money is going overseas. And on top of that, not only is it going overseas, but a good part of that money is bailing out states that got in trouble long before COVID. COVID has been like a catch-all, a miracle pill from God. And I say that tongue-in-cheek, you know that. Right? I mean, seriously, how many people dying from lung cancer now? How many people are dying from heart attacks? How many people are dying from cancer as a whole? And you have people that are complaining about it because they got the death certificates of their loved ones who were hit by a bus on the way to the hospital or on the way to work and they died of COVID. It's wrong. It's a way they're making money. It's a way the hospitals are able to bill for big bucks. The COVID relief bill is an insult to the American people. And what they're doing, if you look at all the things they've worked into this bill, and what the Democrats have been doing now for years, they're moving further and further, further and further, of making you more and more dependent on the government. The government will truly become your mommy and daddy. The government will truly become your sufficiency. I'm so amazed at how easily many went like sheep right towards the government. Right, you guys in Georgia that were sold at 2,000, where was the check? Did you get your check? Because if you get your check, I would get my check. In this bill, they don't even carve out, I mean, for all intents and purposes, the way it works, there's plenty of rich people who are going to get money off of this. There's businesses that make that are making money, that have money, that turn profits, are going to get money from this. Really, truly, just under 10% goes to truly COVID type of scenarios. Mrs. Pelosi's got a tunnel that is not needed in Northern California. What do we need a tunnel for cars in earthquake country for? You know what I'm saying? There's $350 billion that goes to state and local government, and it goes to the states with the highest unemployment. You know what that means? Look it up. Yeah, no, I won't make you do that. The highest unemployment states in the country right now are all run by Democrats. All of them. The states with the highest deficits, the states that owe more money in pensions, all run by Democrats. And I don't know what rank and file is drinking or smoking and why they keep buying the lie of the left and it's all the Republicans' fault. How can it be? California has 9 members of the Senate. They could go home and they could hang out. I think it's, I don't even know off the top of my head. I think it's 40 members or so forth in the Senate in California. They have nothing. They can't stop them from doing anything. They have a super majority in this state. Now, I'm hearing from some of the leaders of the Republican Party, if that's what you want to call them, that there's a good chance we can get more seats, but not enough to take any power back to speak of. That's just California. The fact that they're rushing this through, and think about what the Democrats are shoving this stuff through like they're trying to make sausage really fast. They're not having any debate. They're not accepting anything from the Republicans. That's a problem. They want us to be totally dependent on them. Right? This is not the way our founding fathers wanted it. Our founding fathers wanted us to be truly independent, independent of the states, independent of the federal government. And the states to decide how they were going to handle this stuff. And I've always been saying it for years. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, I've been saying the Democrats have been setting this up forever. In the days of Obama, I used to say all the time, look at what was the extension of unemployment? It was up to 92 weeks and then longer? Come on, 52 weeks in a year. You don't have to go back to school to figure this out. You could be on unemployment almost for 2 years, getting paid decent money. And who doesn't like that? So now you go to the voting booth, you have a choice. You can vote for the right thing to do, the right thing to for the American people as a whole. But that will take that check out of your hand. That will shorten your unemployment weeks. Right? Anyway, we've had the $1,200 checks. We've had the $300 payment that's extended through September. Now $1,400. Right? Try to balance. How are you going to balance this budget? On who? On the backs of your great-grandchildren? And I got news for you people. I'm not a financial expert, but from what little I know, inflation is ready to hit American people and hit big time. You can't keep printing money like this. You can't keep working like this. But the Democrats don't seem to get that. I mean, the budget, what we're taking in, almost doesn't matter anymore to them. Come on, let's just be honest about it. It no longer holds any water. At what point in time does somebody stop and say, Holy Mary, we've got X amount of dollars coming in. Even if we took every extra cent we had and put it towards the debt that the Chinese have on us, Think about that one. Right? With the Chinese are holding over our heads, we can't pay it back. In my lifetime, we won't be able to. Right? This is not going to happen. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. This is a good story. Families who lost loved ones in the nursing home, the New York nursing home debacle, where Cuomo sent them to die. They now want the proceeds from his book to be diverted to the families he killed. Right? I mean, really, the book is just, it's a fantasy book. I haven't read the book. I've read excerpts from the book. But he touted his pandemic response, how great he was, what a great job he did, and how he kept everybody safe, and how he did that. It's fairy tale. And you should put that money, he should make a nickel off that. I don't even know, I know what it takes to write a book and get it out there. And I don't know how many books he sold. Somebody would have to look that up. But the money should be going to the families, the grieving families. Danielle Aberdeen told Fox News that there should be a fund set up. She said that he said that his 89-year-old father died because the coronavirus was introduced into the nursing home. They brought people in with it. And, what do they do at the border now? They're bringing people into the country that have the coronavirus. Right? I was just thinking, my mind was wandering. Think about something. Joe Biden, the 46th president, the 47th president is going to be, we know who it's going to be. It's going to be Kamala. Right? I mean, come on. It's going to be Kamala. And 10 years down the road, 15, 20 years down the road, how are they going to be seen? Are we going to know how screwed up in the head they were, both of them? I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it. Look, Kamala Harris, she is not even qualified or wasn't even qualified to be AG of the state. Joked about putting people in jail for doing the same thing she did. That is a scary place to be. Somebody who has the power, knows they have a power, and has actually no humility whatsoever. Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. Double through your host. Whoa. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855. 732-55 to Fox News. I have up my screen and you're sending me Spanish commercials. Why? I don't get it. Anyway. Joe, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. You know, we're talking about Mr. Cuomo's soon to be Mr. No more governor. I mean, look at it. If they keep him, no more sympathy for them. I see the same thing about Chicago. You keep voting the Dems in. They give you lousy schools, unsafe streets, broken down neighborhoods. Good for you. In Cuomo's book on page 334, he writes that New York was number 46 out of 50 in the nation when it comes to the percentage of deaths in nursing homes. It was a lie then. It was a lie when he wrote it. And it's a lie now that he's standing behind it. Nothing's changed. He insulted Mr. Abini, sorry, Peter Abini's family. He insulted his intelligence. He insulted the entire city by coming out with the book. I mean, I know what it takes to write a book, and I wrote a short, small book. Friends of mine that write bigger books, I mean, They have to research them. They have to work them for quite some time. And this guy pounded out a book in the middle of a pandemic? Is he for real? The book deal, according to Vanity Fair, was a seven-figure book deal. And people in the business call it a blockbuster amount. Now, in New York State, they lost 15,000 people in nursing homes. His money should go to a memorial just for those people alone, for God's sakes. So if the book publisher paid him seven figures, and the whole book was based on a lie on a great job he did, I think he should give it back. Not to the book people. He should give it back to the people of New York. He wrote the book on the people of New York's time, when he should have been doing something different. Right? But see, they won't hold his feet to the fire. No, Dems won't do that. They may impeach him and throw him out of office. But all that other stuff, it's going to have to be... And I don't even think you can do civil lawsuits against them for stuff that happened in office. Right? I mean, he can claim he was working off information he was getting from staff. So I don't know. I'm not concerned about that as much as I am. Get him out. I don't know who you're going to place him with, but get him out. I don't know if you heard Dick Morris today on Newsmax talking about how he thinks they're ramping up the 25th Amendment to get rid of Biden. The Democrats are. And listen, we knew they were doing something with that. They were playing with it while Trump was in office. We all thought it was about Trump. Some of it, some of us, talking about the fact that they're going to use it on Biden. He can't carry out his responsibilities now. He knows it. Kamala's not out doing the normal things a vice president would be doing. She's standing right next to him, so when he passes out, she can take that oath and take his place. And they've even taken steps to restrict Biden's authority. You've already heard this. Now, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi intended her 25th Amendment Commission to be aimed at then Donald Trump, but not really. But she had Biden in mind. Now, Morris referred to the letter last month about three dozen House Democrats asking Biden to renounce his sole authority to authorize the use of nuclear weapons. Now, there was a bill introduced in the Senate last week to strip Biden of the ability to launch. It's a bad move. Let the people around him step in and stop him. Find a way to stop him. You take it away from him, you'll take it away. They'll find a way to take it away from every single president after him. Right? Now, Morris's remarks came just after a video clip showing Biden clearly confused, unable to utter a coherent sentence while giving a speech about the deaths from the coronavirus. I mean, then shortly thereafter, he couldn't remember the name of the Pentagon. Couldn't remember the name of the quote-unquote general, who wasn't a general, that was running the Pentagon. Morris says that he has to tell you that he thinks that there may be a purpose in this. I think that when the Democrats put Biden in to stop Bernie Sanders, they insisted Kamala Harris or somebody like her be vice president, because they knew this was going to happen, and they knew they could control her. Look, when you've seen her on these... Hey, look, I don't care. Send your emails to me. I don't care. When you look at her interviews that she did on those morning shows and other shows, let me put it this way. She's not the brightest bulb in the room. You know what I mean? She really isn't. She's quick with a lie. She's not quick with the truth. Her own family somewhat denounces her. Her dad calls her a problem. But none of that mattered to anybody. This is what I mean about the Democrats. When they come after Republicans for supporting Trump. Some of you Democrats, I know, listen to the show. I want you to think about something. First of all, you voted for a team, right? You voted for a team, the woman you wouldn't vote for before. She got no traction across the country. All of a sudden, she was the greatest thing since sliced bread. Now, if you trusted her and you knew her and what she said, she called him a racist, right? She said that he backed the buses, the segregation buses, or the, you know, for her, at a time when she was a child, and that was her, and she was hurt about all the racist stuff. She believed his accusers on the sexual assault. There's videos everywhere on him. Hands down show he's a racist. And yet, you Dems voted him in. He didn't get out in front of anybody. He didn't have any real debates to speak of. Think about it. What did he do of substance in the 2 years or a year and a half that he was running for office? I agree, you know, I agree with Dick Morris on this. They could not let Bernie Sanders win because they couldn't control him, and they knew it. And then Joey Biden's in there. He's not making these calls. You all know that. He's not making any of these calls. Now, more and more people around him are pointing to Biden's confusion. People in the White House now are concerned about him. There's grumblings going on everywhere that they have to keep pointing him in the right direction. He can't even find the rooms he's supposed to be in. But they knew this before. They don't care about the country. They care about their power. That's all they care about. The statements are incoherent. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, you know, was talking about him saying, look, I can't understand half of what he says. He can't take questions from reporters because he can't think that fast or he can't hear what they're saying to him in his ear. Right? They won't put him in front of a crowd. They usher people out on a regular basis, you know, other reporters out. They get ready to ask him questions. The poll earlier, Rasmussen poll, showed that half the American public think that Biden is not mentally and physically able to be president. Where were they 6 months ago? And anyway, I'm not doing this anymore, though. I'm not doing the part of this where I say, where were you people? Why didn't you come out to vote? Where were you people? Why didn't you stop to steal? Yeah, it's no way around it. I'm sorry. There's no way around it. This was a steal. When you look at the process, you look at everything that went down, you look at the excessive numbers in these states and areas. Look at what's happened in Georgia. There's actually been a couple of counties around the country, a couple of counties. The judges have reordered an election. Not for the president, local. Think about that. So you have a local city of 300,000, 400,000, 500,000. The judge finds that a large percentage of the ballot should have never been counted. That dead people have been voting. Stephen Crowder did a whole thing where he sent his people to addresses where people had voted from, where people had registered to vote and voted from. And those addresses were underpasses. They were lots that had been vacant for years. They were burned down apartment buildings. And somehow, and sometimes the same name at four or five addresses. Right? Who checked them? Why is that okay? So the judges in these issues said, hey, this is wrong. We know it's wrong. Right? You didn't check any signatures in these areas. So, no, you're going to have to redo the election. And I'll tell you what. I don't care what Congress passes. If I was these states, every one of them, I would pass my own election laws and I would stick to them. Let them take it to federal court. Let them fight everything in federal court. Just amazing. We have to get out there and fight. We have to push back. You know, you heard the caller earlier. All he is a troll. He doesn't really care about the show. But civil disobedience, not a problem. You don't get violent, but there's no reason why we can't stop pushing back. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time, knowing how precious it could be. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.